This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you, buddy?
Have I retained that title?
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay.
How was your trip to Indiana?
Great. Great. Yeah, we had a very good time, and I think everybody was anticipating that would probably be the last reunion because of the numbers game. Mm-hmm. But we had one more than we had a year ago. We've got enough money in the treasure to have one more, so we decided we would come back next year.
That's good.
And,
I know you were kind of anticipating this was it. This is the farewell tour.
It's good, but we're... I think everybody realizes the time has come when we got to call it quits. But the treasurer pointed out, hey, guys, we got this money in the treasure, and what are we going to do with it? Another reunion will pretty well wipe it out. So we decided to go one more time.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back. We've got as a result, I've brought in two favorites here.
Yeah, you've done well.
I know.
You've done well. Familiar faces.
My agent did well booking this show today.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College here and Lindsay Wagahoff from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation here as well. Hang on tight, kiddos. That conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week, Lindsay Wagahoff from the Economic Development Corporation and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Doing well.
Good. We're doing really good today.
And Lindsay, this is the first time we have the pleasure to have you in studio. You just recently took over as... with the Economic Development Corporation. Real quickly, how are things going right now?
Things are good. Things are pretty busy, but we're doing good. And I've been here a little over a month now, so things are going really well.
One thing I will say about you, because I'm on the County Planning Commission, I'm also on the City of Hillsborough's Planning Commission as well. You're not afraid to voice your opinion if something goes haywire. And I got to commend you on that, because a lot of people would be hesitant, but you did an awesome job at your first planning commission meeting that we had. So
well thank you very much.
So
being bashful never got you anywhere in the business world. This doesn't happen.
Absolutely not. And we have you two here because you guys have a big event coming up soon. Leslie, let's talk about what's coming up here.
Yeah, on Thursday, October 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m., we're actually having the Montgomery-Macoupin County Career Fair. And this is co-sponsored by Lincoln Land Community College, Blackburn College, and also the City of Litchfield.
And of course, this has been a kind of like an ongoing thing with the show cooperation between the two counties and and even the cities. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely it's a great thing. Macoupin and Montgomery County are realizing that it's better to work together, especially since we realize that if we are wanting to get some employers here, that we need to show a concerted effort. And with Montgomery County's unemployment rate always fluctuating around 11-12%, then a career fair definitely makes sense in this area.
And that the unemployment rate here, that's pretty much been consistent, hasn't it?
Yes.
Between what isn't, I think it's been as high as what, 13, but as low as 10?
Correct.
Somewhere around there? Okay.
And then Macoupin County does have a little bit less unemployment rate than we do. They are around 8.5% right now. But still, there's definitely jobs out there. It's estimated that about 75% of jobs are actually never advertised. And you think about that, some people will say that doesn't make sense, but really, if you think about when a job is advertised, lots of people start sending in their resumes, cover letters, job applications, and it can be very overwhelming to the employer. So that's why sometimes word of mouth is the best way to find out about a job position opening.
If I'm on the market looking for a job, and I do some stuff with the Moose Lodge, I kind of get an idea of quarters and when this is supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. When's the best time to look for a job? Is it like the first quarter of the year once everything's off the books? When's the appropriate time?
I would say it depends on the type of business you're applying for. Some businesses are seasonal. I mean, think about agriculture is a huge employer in this area. So around harvest season and also during planting season are huge times for them. But it really just kind of depends. Lindsay, what's your input on that?
I would agree with Leslie on that. It kind of just depends on the job. And, you know, like she said, they're seasonal in agriculture. And I think it just depends on what you're looking for.
And, of course, that also goes with, and we've talked about this off and on, networking and how keen and how ideal that is. You got to get yourself out there to get the name out. And if you don't, no one knows you. And instead of being maybe at the top of the list, you're at the bottom.
Right. And in today's, like I said, since the jobs aren't being advertised, it's really good to rely on what we call warm contacts, people that would tell you about a job opening, or if you tell them that you're interested, they may put in a good word for you. And being a part of local organizations like the Moose Lodge or even Rotary, those are great opportunities for you to meet other people and who can maybe be a reference for you later on.
Ideal, you'll... Go ahead,
I'm just going to add, I think when you decide to apply for a job somewhere, I think it's very important that we prep ourselves very well before we ever go for an interview. And when you go for an interview, be presentable. You know, make yourself look well, be well-groomed, I guess I'm trying to say, and try to come across as a person that the employer or the person looking for employment would like to have on his staff. And I think this is very important to people. If you're out there looking for a job, when you go to interview for a job, make a good impression.
That's definitely true. Looking the part can mean a big difference because employers, since there are so many people looking for jobs right now, especially in Montgomery County, they're looking for ways to screen people out. And if you don't look the part of someone who would fit in working at that organization, then they're already going to either shred your application right away or cross your name off a list.
And there are certain jobs, so when you go for an interview, necessarily a suit and a tie may not be ideal. If you're going for a farming job, suit and tie probably is not probably ideal.
Right.
It just depends on the job you're trying to obtain.
Right. And with the career fair, we always say dress for success. And really, we don't say suit and tie or khakis and polo, just because it does depend on the type of job that you are looking for. But even if someone doesn't have, you know, dress attire, you know, Salvation Army and Goodwill are really, they have some really great things there that are pretty affordable, so people can build up their kind of interview attire.
And the job fair will be held on Thursday, October 3rd. That's going to be from 4 until 7. That's in the auditorium?
Yes, at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield.
Or building number 2 on the campus. Building number 2. Let's talk about the companies here that will be out there looking for people.
Yeah, we have a lot of different either local, regional, or national employers that are that have already committed to attending the career fair. Some of them are in agriculture, and some of them are retail and also in the health field as well. So there's a wide variety of that. But on the Macoupin side, there's a CarMac, Frontier Communications. There's also Dyer Laboratories. There's also going to be some national employers, like Disney will be there looking for interns. And they have been really great about working with college students and even people who are not college students to go down to Florida and actually do an internship to see if they want to do something.
Is that
further.
What they're looking for, the Florida area, not the California?
They may be looking for the California. Last time they were looking mostly for the Florida. So, but
and that's always a good one. My brother was a part of that college program when he was at McKendree. He took part in it. that's always a nice little company to get on the resume if you can work your way into it. But you know what? Mm-hmm. With that, a lot of people try out for that.
Yes, they do. So as we mentioned, it's always good to be a part of organizations or try to kind of stack your resume so that way you can look better on paper than some other people who didn't take advantage of those opportunities.
You look at it, we've talked about this, Leslie, from time to time. You look at the job market here in Montgomery County. Outside of the agriculture industry here in Montgomery County, I guess the ideal spot would be what? Healthcare and law enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Definitely healthcare. And that is just kind of evident in Lincoln Land's number one major at the Litchfield site is people wanting to go into healthcare. And that's because with our we have several hospitals around this area. We have several nursing homes that and they need CNAs, LPNs, and also registered nurses as well. And also, you know, you can't run a facility without people working in the dietetics or housekeeping. So even those types of jobs fit in the healthcare field.
What's the other industry? Banking industry would probably be the other ideal industry here.
Mm-hmm. And mostly, yeah, anything kind of retailish or kind of business, they're always looking for people, like really just well-qualified, polished people who can just start a job without necessarily being trained for, you know, a month time.
And that's key, training. Mm-hmm. If you're able to adapt and pick up stuff fairly quickly, that's ideal.
Oh, it is. Employers don't have to spend as much money and time training you. And that's why, you know, taking college classes can also help that. But also getting those experiences in organizations can also help as well.
In visiting with some friends who are in the nursing home field, there seems to be quite a demand for people working in the dietary department. They seem to always be looking for someone mm-hmm. in the dietary department, you know, someone who has some credentials, so to speak, you know, knows how to boil water without burning it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you think about it, this would be a field, it might be a little difficult to come up with someone who could prepare food, and mm-hmm. especially in an institution like a nursing home where you have so many varied diets for people that you have to do so many different things with food.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and multitasking is a huge thing, especially in a kitchen where I know I wouldn't do well multitasking in a kitchen, but there are people out there who are really good at that. And it just
I think
a
lot of people would fall in that mode. I'm one of
them. So am I.
I've seen the staff at the lodge work, and mm-hmm. it's like between waitressing, cooking the food, running the cash register, yeah.
It's amazing.
Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll create the schedule. You just show up when I put you down.
Right.
Care about.
Yeah.
And again, let's talk a little bit about the job market here in Montgomery County. Lindsay, I know you've been working hard trying to attract new ventures to come mm-hmm. into Montgomery County or even Macoupin County for that matter, because I think it's a win-win situation, but particularly in Montgomery County. How is that endeavor going, and how is this county actually received?
Well, I've kind of been, I would say, slower to get in the aspect of my job since I've only been here a month. So okay. Unfortunately, these things don't happen overnight. But we are working to the best that we can to get businesses here, to get people employed. There's not too much I can really say about it, but that's kind of where we are. We're doing what we can and working through that.
This week the county took a big step forward. It was publicly announced. I think everyone in Raymond knew what was coming in, but mm-hmm. it was now official. Dollar General now coming into Raymond. That's going to bring some job. I don't know how many. I can't remember how many jobs that's supposed to bring in to the Raymond area, but at least it's something new, and it's a new mm-hmm. building.
Correct.
Which is good.
Right. It'll be a completely brand new building on a technically undeveloped piece of property right now. Mm-hmm. I know they're working to get everything that needs to be there, and there'll be a new building out there. And I think that will be great for the Raymond area. It'll be really, you know, beneficial because people can come from all over, stop on the interstate, that kind of thing. We have been working with the local officials to make sure everything is good, and if they need anything from us, that's right. A resource we provide. You know, not only do we try to bring business in, but a big focus that we have is to keep the businesses that are here. Mm-hmm. Business retention is huge for us. So once they're here, we will obviously make the connection to say to them, you know, if you need anything going forward to stay, or, and you know, any resources you might need, that's a service we can provide.
Retention isn't probably the big problem, is it? When you mentioned the word expansion, are they a little hesitant about that, or are they pretty open about saying, hey, we've got a good thing going here, what can I do to expand?
I mean, I think in the past few years it's been really dependent upon the way the economy has been. Expansion's right. been kind of a, we could do it, but should we take the risk to do it right now, just the way that the economy was? I think some people are definitely starting to explore that option a lot more than they previously have been.
Which is a good
right,
sign.
Right, which is great. So we help with that as well. We can talk to them about their options for expansion. We do that. I mean, I meet with people and talk about, you know, whether they're in a TIF district, enterprise zone, all the options with those kind of things that are available, any other incentives that we have. You know, Montgomery County is really in an interesting, good spot. We have actually a tax credit that our businesses can get that not everyone else can have. We have what we call the Rural Renewal County Tax Credit. And we have a special designation by the federal government that is, we are Rural Renewal County. And that allows, if a business would hire anyone between the ages of 18 and 39 that currently resides in the county, they can get up to a $2,400 tax credit by filling out the proper paperwork, which we have all the information on that, the forms that need to be filled out. So we're really lucky that we really promote that to businesses here to, you know, hire individuals within the 18 to 39 age range that do live here.
To me, as I look at our area here, Hillsborough, Litchfield, surrounding communities, basically small towns, so to speak, two enterprises that come to mind to me who have been what I would call very successful, but they have insisted on establishing their markets in the smaller communities are Dollar General, as you just mentioned, coming into Raymond and Casey's. They have come into towns like Hillsborough, Litchfield, and even smaller communities like Irving and Witt and places like that, and set up businesses and seem to be doing very well. And I think this is great that an outfit like Dollar General or Casey's would do this in the small towns. You know, a lot of the enterprisers want to go to the bigger areas, but they have, you know, when you think of, take Casey's, for instance, like Hillsborough, they got three stores in Hillsborough. It's amazing. And they all seem to function well. And I think this is great to see these kind of things happen in our small communities.
Oh, I'll give you another example. Look at RP Lumber.
Yeah.
It started off in Staunton, in Staunton.
Yeah.
And now look at it. One other thing we need to touch base on, Leslie, let's talk about you. In case an individual wanting to go to the job fair needs a little tweak in the tuck on the resume, you have a workshop coming up.
We do. It's on Wednesday, September 25th. From 5 to 7 p.m. at Lincoln Land Community College at Litchfield. You can actually come there, and I'll be there, and some other staff will be there to help you if you need to either get started on your resume or just want to kind of have someone look it over to kind of put your best foot forward. And then if you're wanting to, you can, if you have a resume, you can drop it off at the Litchfield site between now and Tuesday, October 1st, and get some critique on that as well.
Is it necessary a resume has to be one page?
It depends on your experience. Typically, if you've worked in several different fields, it's okay to have a two-page resume. But if you're just starting out or you don't have that much varied work experience, definitely a one-page is the best way to go.
And I would suggest to anyone, you know, looking for a job to go and give your resume to Lincoln Land or go to the resume workshop, because it's really important that resume it looks good and is the way it's supposed to be, and because that's the first time a lot of times that companies see you. That's the only thing they know about you. So if there's typos or things aren't correct, that can hurt you going forward in your application.
One good thing we need to mention about this career fair, that I think hasn't been mentioned is this is a perfect opportunity for one-on-one interaction. Mm-hmm. Because let's say you apply, you mentioned Disney not too long ago. Their application process is online. And sometimes if that computer doesn't pick up certain things, you're out in round before you even get to round one.
Correct.
This at least provides one-on-one interaction.
Mm-hmm.
The resume workshop, is there any cost with this?
No. The resume workshop and the career fair are all free to the businesses and prospective employees as well.
We've got a couple minutes left on the program. Weatherization grant, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is still, you know, Lincoln Land Community College, Litchfield, and some other partners as well. We did receive a weatherization grant, and this is actually to train unemployed and underemployed Montgomery County residents on how to weatherize a residential home. Currently, we have our first class going through. They went through math for the trades, employability skills, which is also called job readiness, and they're currently in the Building Performance Institute right now. And they're actually going to receive the residential building envelope whole house air leakage controller installer certificate. So, and this certificate, if you would take this by itself somewhere else, would be $2,200.
Wow.
And Lincoln Land is providing this because of the grant free of charge to Montgomery County residents.
Outstanding. Leslie, Lindsay, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to our chats in the future. Leslie, I think you come back in a couple weeks.
I do.
To talk more about the college and Uncle Ralph next week. Be on your best behavior. We got Mickey coming in.
The Mick coming in.
Yes.
And just real quick comment here. Tobin, look at this list. I see a couple on there for communications. Who knows? Maybe you and I can get a job someday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.